And then there's some other people here that might not want it, but that didn't speak. But I've got a tree buffer between us, and you can't hear the noise over there from my barn. I mean, them cedars, and I'm not going to cut them down. So I don't have anything else. So my kids are too. They're allergic to cedar. Yeah.
Anything from the commissioners?
Devin, the comment on the roads, you know where this is at, obviously. You know, they passable.
Yeah, unless you meet two big units, you may have to adjust.
I built two houses down past that. I go down there with a 35-foot tandem dual gooseneck. If I see somebody coming, I'd ease over because it is kind of a different kind of road. Other than one chicken, it was a little bit slow. I didn't have any trouble.
Right. Yeah, there's some chickens there that'll. It's kind of a.
Yeah.
No, we couldn't afford a speed bump, so they had to let the chickens out in the road. Yeah. My family gave the land for that county road. So if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't even have that road, probably.
Is there any more discussion? Are we ready for a... George is thinking.
Jeff, that entrance going in there, how wide was that? I remember they put a culvert in there.
The entrance to the barn?
Yeah.
It's probably about... Well, I don't remember how wide the culvert is. At least 20 foot. I made it pretty wide. Because I wanted people to be able to pull in there easily. And then I'm going to have a couple of rock pillars with a grand entrance. It's going to be 80 feet off the road so people can pull in with their trailer and their truck, or even me with my dump truck and trailer, and I can stop and open my gate and not be out in the county road. So this way, there's my two rock pillars over there on my driveway. It's close to the road. This one will be 60 to 80 feet up this way. So we got plenty of room to get off the highway.
Well, if it did get approved, the minimum for that for commercial would be 30 feet.
Oh, 30 feet? Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm going to be double that.
Yeah.
I want plenty of room there.
On the culvert width.
Oh, on 30 feet on the culvert?
Yeah.
Oh, we can do that. It might be 24 feet. I didn't measure it. I know we put two culverts together, but I don't know. We can meet those requirements. It's not a big deal.
This is zoned agriculture, right, Scott?
Yes. I'm not asking for a zoning change. I just want a conditional use permit.
You know, I mean, horseback riding and some stuff is...
Right. And we're going to have cows again. I'm fixing up my fences. There's been cows on our place for 130 years, and the last 15 years there wasn't because I didn't have time to come home and chase cows after dark. So we're going to have cattle again. And I don't want to change the zoning. I want to keep it agricultural. I just asking for this conditional use permit. And I want to be a good neighbor, too.
Some conditional use permits vary quite a bit from the zoning.
Right.
I'm thinking, I'm on your side, I'm thinking, the horseback riding is kind of agricultural, I guess.
Yeah. You've already had your turn.
Okay. No rebuttal.
Are we ready for a motion somewhere?
I make a motion to approve.
Second. Motion. Got a second from George.
No,
oh.
It was
one of you guys, huh?
Well, this guy.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion on this? No? All in favor, raise the right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Unanimous.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, we're down to our two rezones tonight. So our first rezone is rezone number 24007.
Dave, can we take 10? Dave, can we take a break?
Do what?
Can we take a five-minute break?
We take a five-minute break.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.